May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Amen. We have been studying the Pilgrim's Progress now for probably a couple of months, and I believe it's well worth it. It's worthwhile to do so. But sometimes we forget just how important a book it is and how significant a book it is. If I was to choose a book that was second to the Bible, in my estimation, it would be the Pilgrim's Progress. And as we have said, it was used and incorporated into the funeral services of quite a few famous people. Did you know that at the funeral service of the Queen Mother, the Pilgrim's Progress was included? There was reference to the Pilgrim's Progress in the funeral service of the Labour politician Tony Benn. It was also included in the funeral service of the great Prime Minister Winston Churchill. And the First Lady Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, or as she came to be known, Lady Thatcher, the Pilgrim's Progress was part of her funeral. She requested that the Pilgrim's Progress be included in her own funeral service. So these are things that sometimes we forget. But it just goes to show you the esteem that many famous people, and probably most of them Christians, but many famous people, the esteem they held John Bunyan's great work. We're coming today to the hill difficulty, the hill difficulty. Christian reaches the hill difficulty. There's a couple of men who accompany him, but they're just fair weather friends. They're called Formalist and Hypocrisy, and they head off their own way when they come to the bottom of the hill difficulty. There's one of them goes around a road that leads, it's called Danger. There's the other one, he takes the road that's called Destruction. And both of them end up destroyed. Just beware today that you don't end up destroyed forever in eternity. Make sure you're on the right path today. And Christian was on the right path. He was on the narrow way. And the narrow way led him to this hill that was called difficulty. The Christian life is a difficult life. It's not an easy road. Some people expect and think that they're going to reach heaven, as the hymn writer said, on flowery beds of ease. Well, it's not the case. The Bible says that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it's not easy. And if you're getting it easy today, I would suggest that you're not right with God. And the Bible says, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. It's not an easy road. And child of God, if you're finding it difficult today, don't be discouraged, because it's just, it's par for the course. It's part and parcel of the Christian life. There are many difficulties, just like hills that can come to us, just like mountains that rise up before us. And I haven't time to mention them all today. I'm just going to touch on a few. One of the difficulties that we face is perhaps being married to an unsaved spouse. And that's not an easy thing. And let's really pray for those we know who are married to husbands or wives who are not saved, because my heart goes out to them. It's not easy plowing a lone furrow. And I can think of people in our last church in Ballysillan, and they were in that situation. And really, there's people perhaps in this congregation, and really there's people in every congregation, and they have to plow a lone furrow, and my, they deserve a medal. Because it's not easy trying to raise little children and to lead a family in the ways of the Lord when the other partner is not a child of God. And that can be a difficulty. It can be like a hill. But the Lord always gives grace. And as the old saying goes, the Lord always gives the shoulder for the burden, doesn't he? On Sea of Children, sons, daughters who are not believers. And now I'm not just talking about the wee toties. They can be grown up, and sometimes it's the grown up children who are adults, but they're still not saved, and sometimes they can cause the most difficulty. And sometimes they can be the biggest heartache to the parents. And if you have sons and daughters who are not Christians, I don't want you to beat yourself up over it. If you've got a prodigal or prodigals in your family, please don't feel guilty about it. It's not your fault that they're prodigals. You've done your best for them. I'm sure the father in Luke 15 in the story of the prodigal son, you couldn't have got a better father. And yet that rascal, he went off to the far country. And scoundrel is the name for him. Just a scoundrel. But the Lord answered prayer in the end, didn't he? And the rascal and the scoundrel, the Bible says that he came to himself. I'd say wised up. It's always good when people wise up and realize that there is a heaven and a hell, and they realize that what's in the Bible is true and that it's not a fairy tale, and they come to their senses and they come to the Lord in repentance and faith. That's a wonderful thing. So you parents who are praying for your children, pray on, and God will answer your prayer sooner or later. Now, it's not up to you nor me to decide when the Lord saves. We just keep praying and we leave it with the Lord, whether he saves them when we're alive or when we've gone home to heaven. But these are things that can be difficulties, just like a hill. The unsaved spouse, the unsaved child. Or there's health issues. That can be like a hill called difficulty. It's not easy when you're faced with health issues, health scares, worries about your health. That can be a burden. And as you face those health problems, it can be just like Christian standing at the bottom of the hill, difficulty. You're looking up the hill, it's so steep. How am I going to face it? How am I going to make it up the hill? Well, the Lord, as we have said, he always gives the strength to climb the hill. And the thing about it is, the wonderful thing, in fact, about it is that he gives the strength just when you need it. Sometimes we want the strength before we need it. But the Lord gives us the strength and the power just the minute that we need it. So just trust him for the difficulties. Maybe your difficulty today is something I haven't mentioned. Well, whatever your difficulty is today, child of God, just take it to the Lord in prayer, won't you? What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You take it to the Lord in prayer and leave the burden with him. Don't take it back now. There are people who go to the Lord in prayer, tell the Lord all about their problems, but then they go home with the burden again, or they go away from the quiet time with the burden, still carrying it about. Leave it with the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, the psalmist said. Now, if you're not a Christian today, you need to cry out to the Lord for mercy. Or if you're a backslider today, you need to cry out to the Lord for mercy. That's where you need to start. Because your greatest difficulty is your sin and your rebellion against the Lord. And before you would deal or try to deal with any of the other difficulties, you need to get that difficulty sorted out. But let's come to the hill difficulty. Just for a few minutes, a few thoughts that came to my mind when I was thinking about this part of the Pilgrim's Progress. At the bottom of the hill, there is a spring. You can read that in the book, or if you listen to the CD, you will find that there was a spring of water provided for Christian at the bottom of the hill. The spring is like the Word of God. Every Sunday that you come to God's house, the spring is here, and it's there for you to drink. And Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and then on the Thursday night, the Bible study, the spring's there for you to drink. Child of God, we want you to drink. That's why we prepare in the study. We want to have fresh water, clean water for you to drink. And every time you come to God's house, the spring's there for you to drink, so that you can go back to the hill, whatever the hill is, the difficulty, and climb the hill again. And in your own quiet times at home, every time you read the Bible at home, you're taking a drink from the spring. And there's no spring like it. There is no spring to be compared with the pure Word of God. Drink. Drink all you can. Drink as much as you can. Don't the doctors tell us that we are supposed to? Is it 3 pints of water a day, ideally? It's not easy to do that. And I suppose that includes your tea and your coffee and all the rest of it. It's not just straight water. But that's what they tell us. Drink lots of water to flush your system. Well, friends, we need to drink lots of this water to flush the spiritual system, to keep us clean spiritually. So drink all you can from this wonderful book. Song of Solomon, didn't the shepherd in Song of Solomon say, "Drink, O beloved, drink abundantly"? We're to drink abundantly from the Word of God. If we don't take a drink from this book, we won't be able to climb the hill difficulty. Then halfway up the hill, we find that Christian was getting weary, and he was glad to see an arbor. That's the word that John Bunyan used. There was a pleasant arbor. That just means like a wee sort of a garden area where there was a seat for Christian to rest. The pilgrim could rest. The problem with Christian was that he fell asleep. When he sat down for a rest, he stayed there too long and he fell asleep. Now, child of God, watch out that you don't fall asleep spiritually. It's very easy to do. And the devil can rock you to sleep. And the devil has rocked a whole lot of Christians in Ulster to sleep. And it's not just the people in the pew. There's a whole lot of ministers in the pulpit. And they're fast asleep. Some of them think that they're good soldiers, but they're only chocolate soldiers. They're not taking a stand for the Lord. You'd never hear them speaking out about the issues that matter. And yet they think, oh, we're so holy and we're the bee's knees. They've fallen asleep. The giants are gone. The giants in Ulster pulpits are gone. And we need the Lord to send us some spiritual giants in the pulpits again. Preachers who are fearless and they're not afraid to speak out. But sadly, many have fallen asleep. Don't fall asleep. But there is need for rest. Christians sat down to rest. We all need physical rest. Sunday should be a day of rest. Now, you'll try your best to rest today, won't you? I have come across in the past people who, from Sunday morning to Sunday night, they ran to this meeting and that meeting and the other meeting and they got no rest. And boy, they thought they were so holy and spiritual. But friends, I want to tell you, there's nothing so holy and spiritual as just taking a good rest. There's times I'm sure the Lord up in heaven is tearing his hair out and he's saying to himself, those Christians down there, they think that running to meeting after meeting on a Sunday, that that's what I want for them. The Lord wants us to rest. It's a day of rest, physical rest. And so, friends, we need this rest on Sunday. Slow down on a Sunday afternoon. We thank you for coming a Sunday morning, Sunday evening. But please, 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 slow down if you can on a Sunday afternoon. And sleep and snore all you like. Don't feel bad about it. You every other day you would feel bad if you went to sleep during the day, but that's the lovely thing about Sunday. You don't feel bad for doing it. But the Lord knows that we need rest, so please, please rest. Just like Christian did when he found that wee arbor. He sat down to rest. Oh, how important physical rest is. Mental rest. Your mind needs rest. Your brain needs rest. That's why it's good to have hobbies. Have you got a hobby, child of God? Have you got an interest outside spiritual things? Have you got something that sort of takes your mind off the humdrum? You need to have. Just get away from it all and let your mind rest. Because this world is going at 100 mile an hour. And we need physical and mental rest. And thank God there's spiritual rest as well in Christ. Psalmist said, rest in the Lord. You know, that's a great gospel text. The Lord invites us as sinners who are restless. We're like the sea, as Isaiah the prophet spoke about, that it cannot rest, but it's constantly casting up mire and dirt. There's nothing but mire and dirt in us as sinners. And we're like that troubled sea, the waves of the sea. But thank God there's rest in Christ. Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is an arbor for rest. Let me finish. Christian, as he makes his way up the hill difficulty, he starts off by running, but then he finds it quite tough, and then he's walking. He's not running now, he's walking. And then eventually he's crawling on his knees, That speaks of a Christian who is finding it very tough and very difficult. Is that you today? Has something come into your life? Has there been a phone call that you weren't expecting? Bad news from the doctor? Something that has really just floored you? And you're on your knees today just like the pilgrim? There's no better place to be, is there, than on your knees? There's no better place to go when difficulty comes than the throne of grace, the place of prayer. And it's not always a bad thing, friends, when we're on our knees, when the difficulties of life have knocked us to our knees. And when we're on our knees before the Lord, now I'm not speaking literally, because some of us can't just get down on our knees because of infirmity, but I'm speaking metaphorically, I'm speaking about prayer. When we are praying to the Lord, we can pour out our heart to Him. As old Vernon McGee used to talk about climbing up on the Lord's couch, it's good to be able to climb up on His couch and just to tell Him what's wrong. And there's nothing quite like just being able to unburden your heart to the Lord. And you see, when you're on your knees in prayer, when you're seeking the Lord in prayer, then you will find that the Lord will give you the strength to carry on. He will give you the strength to continue your climb, your ascent up the hill difficulty.